Welcome to the online ministry of Pacific Beach United Methodist Church, located in beautiful San Diego, California. Pacific Beach UMC is a member of the Reconciling Ministries Network and welcomes persons of all ages and backgrounds for worship, study, and service opportunities. More information can be found on our website at pbumc.org. May you be enriched in the hearing of these words, and may you receive and enjoy God's blessing.
I'm excited about today's presentation from Patchworks, and I think it's going to be a joy-filled and laughter-filled time. I did think that, you know, we're all in church, and maybe we ought to read from the Bible just a little bit. And then it turns out I'm a preacher, so I might just talk for a couple of minutes. I know I'm going to do my best and just keep it to a couple. I'd like to read for you a scripture out of the Gospel of Mark, the fourth chapter, beginning with verse 35. Later that day, when evening came, Jesus said to them, "Let's cross over to the other side of the lake." You see, Jesus had been teaching for a long period of time. They left the crowd and took him in the boat just as he was. Other boats followed along. Gale force winds arose and waves crashed against the boat so that the boat was swamped. But Jesus was in the rear of the boat, sleeping on a pillow. They woke him up and said, "Teacher, don't you care? We're drowning." He got up and gave orders to the wind. He said to the lake, "Silence! Be still!" The wind settled down, and there was a great calm. Jesus asked them, "Why are you frightened? Don't you have faith yet?" Overcome with awe, they said to each other, "Who then is this? Even the wind and sea obey him." I shared with you that I've spent this last week along with representatives from this congregation at annual conference. And I'll tell you that one of the things that that I think I as a pastor do, and I think other people do in any number of vocations, is there are times that it's appropriate to be focused on the work at hand, and times that you can be a little more yourself, a little more raw. And with the busyness of annual conference, I didn't take the time I think that was necessary in the rawness of the deaths at Emmanuel AME Church. If you don't know what AME stands for, it's an African Methodist Episcopal Church. We surely, as United Methodists, have a deep connection with the AME tradition. And so I found myself driving home yesterday evening, listening to news reports, and having to make myself not cry so I would stay on the road. See, because as someone goes into a place of worship with a group of people who are studying sacred word, and they are gunned down, I find it tragic. Many have named him a madman. Some have said it's an act of hate. Others labeled it an act of terror. Frankly, I too agree that it's an act of terror, as a madman committed an act of hatred. And we might, as we look at the state of relations around the world, racial relations especially, also relations among those who have different views of Scripture on LGBTQ issues, there is a problem in our country when we commit violence one against another. And it seems like we're sitting in the midst of a storm with wind blowing and waves crashing. And we might be saying to ourselves, "God, where are you?" And yet, even so, I believe that there is room for hope. I believe that we as people of Christ are the body of Christ. We as United Methodists in solidarity with our AME sisters and brothers have an opportunity to be the voice of Christ that says silence. We will not be controlled by hatred, and instead we will be a profound and prophetic presence of love and peace and hope and joy. We have the power to be that voice. And it is my invitation to you to pay attention to the call that I believe is on us all, to be that voice, so that when the community looks at us and see the profound expressions of love and peace and joy and hope, when people see those expressions, people say, who are these? Who, even in the face of fear and terror and hatred, speak and act in these ways. Yes, my friends, we can and must be the voice, the body of Christ. As we seek out a time of healing, I think we must incorporate into these mighty acts also acts of regeneration, of rejuvenation for ourselves. And so it is right and appropriate that today we celebrate with laughter, because acts of hatred cannot dim the light of God. And so we celebrate today with patchworks. So I invite you to open your hearts and your minds in laughter and in joy. Amen. Following this section of the service, we experienced a wonderful presentation from Patchworks. And with licensing, we can't post it on our podcast, but I hope that you'll support them. I hope that you'll visit their website. Just go to patch-works.org. It's a great organization. Please check them out. Thank you. Friends, we turn to a time of prayer, and so I invite you to join me. Holy and loving God, as we come together this day, some in grief, some in celebration, some simply acknowledging your presence, and some even questioning your presence, we come to you now that we might have our hearts and minds open to the deepness of your presence. We lift up all these things to you, O God, and any that may have been left unsaid as we join together in the prayer taught to us by your Son, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.